You got Abraham sitting in a tent and said, God appeared to him. Okay? Then right after that, it says there's three guys. And some translations say standing by him. Some translations say they're standing across from him. Anyway, there's God, and then there's three guys. And so he gets up and he goes over there and he entreats them and says, you know, hang out with me and I'll fix you something to eat and everything, you know. And they said, okay. And he went and prepared, had Sarah take care of it. Oh, got it. Okay. But you got three guys and then there's God. And then these three guys are talking to Abraham. There's three guys, right? Three guys talking to Abraham. And then the personages change. Like all of a sudden, it's as if there's another person there talking about, these people are talking about the Lord, that would be capital, Yahweh, L-O-R-D, okay, God, and there's these three guys, and it gets confusing. And trying to dig through there and go, what is the real picture here? How is this going down? Because later on, like I said, then they start talking about going to Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know what? It says, the guy, the Lord, says, only there's three guys there, but the Lord says, will I not tell my servant Abraham because, you know, confide, he's the guy. He's the one. I'm in covenant with, and am I going to do anything without telling him? And I'm going, well, okay, is this one of these three guys? Or is this like the Spirit of God speaking to or through these guys? Anyway, you got all that stuff going on. So you go back up to the 19th chapter, going through Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, trying to get in English what was a really concise picture because it's important. Here's what I got. God said, for I have known him. And that word is yada. It's the same word that they use in Genesis when it says that Adam knew Eve. Got it? It's a word that's used in more than just acquaintance, although it can be there. It's more of an intimate, a strong relationship kind of thing. God says, I have known him. And then if you look back a couple of chapters, you realize that this is, or actually one chapter, you realize that this is right after the covenant, that God made covenant. And then you get confused about that too. Now listen, there's a reason for all this, okay? You're going, okay, which covenant? I mean, it was when he came and told him, or is it when he told him to take the ram and the bull and the turtle dove and split them all in half, and the darkness came and the fire went between all the halves of the animals, and God said, I'm making covenant. Is that the covenant he's talking about? Probably so, because that's when God, say God. That's when God made covenant with Abram after what we're talking about now, this 18th chapter. It's later on, right after that, when, actually during that same time, when he says, I'm going to come, again, three guys. I don't know, was God one of the guys or was, you know, I don't know, okay? But when he says, I'm going to come back about this time of the life, which meant roughly 9 months, and Sarah's going to have a baby. Remember, Sarah laughed, and the Lord said, you know, she laughed. And she said, I didn't laugh. And he said, yes, you did too laugh. Remember? And again, is that a guy, is God in a bodily form there? Is the voice coming? Or is the spokesperson is speaking for the voice of God? I don't know. But that's what happened, right? And then God made, then Abraham, when he changed his name, you're no longer Abram, you're Abraham. And that's when he gave to him the covenant that, I just never thought about it. Abraham made covenant with God. God made covenant with Abraham. Cut the animals. Stuff happened. The light went through, right? And God proclaimed things. It was a little bit later that Abram becoming Abraham, made covenant with God through circumcision. So one, God did. Abraham didn't really do anything except get the animals and cut them, right? But then Abraham made covenant with God, and then shortly thereafter, you got Isaac, okay? All of that we got through part of one verse. For God, in making his promise to Abraham, for I have known him shortly after the covenant, when he circumcision Ishmael in the household, because he will sava. He will give charge. He will command his children and his household after him that they keep the way of the Lord, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yudevah, how you want to say that, God's name, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. So I'm thinking, what was the qualification? How did Abraham get here? What it says is, God said, I have known him. You go into covenant with somebody in that covenant relationship, not just one appearance, but then the second time when Abraham went into circumcision, God says, I've known him. Because he will give charge, command to his children after him that they may keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. God said, I'm going to do it with this guy because he'll train up his children. He will give command, not ask, command, give charge to his children. And I thought, wow, our society as a whole, especially in this country, how well are we doing with that? I could probably talk about that for the next 3 hours. I was thinking, I thought about my childhood. When I was a kid, they observed the blue laws in the state of Alabama. Somebody younger than 50 know what that means? Selah. That meant stuff was closed on Sunday. Stuff was closed on Sunday. You had to have a particular business. You couldn't even have more than one service station in an area. If you had a corner, you had a corner where you had, say, three service stations or even two, one of them could be open and the other one couldn't, and they would rotate. No retail sales on Sunday. You could have restaurants open, but a lot of them weren't.